From the Downtown Tyler Visitor Center, this is Roses and Weeds. All right, welcome in to Roses and Weeds. I'm Bob Malden, joined by Julie Goodgame here in the studio. And Julie, we have a very special guest with us today. We're here to talk about new police initiatives, transformations taking place in Tyler to keep up with technology, a growing community, and some of the current attitudes and narratives associated with policing, which brings us to our very special guest today, right?
We do have a very special guest, and this is his first time on Roses and Weeds. Can you believe it? After how many years? This is the first time that we are going to be talking to Tyler Police Chief Jimmy Toler. And Jimmy, how long have you been with the city?
You know, I've been over just a little over 29 years I've worked here at the city of Tyler.
Wow, 29 years, and I guess all of that in the police department, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you could retire any day.
But we don't I'm hoping not to.
Let's don't go there. Let's just keep talk about how much longer you're going to be with the city. But I want to talk about, you know, your story and the fact that you came on with the police department 29 years ago. Yeah. Kind of take us through your timeline and your career.
You know, while going to college there at UT Tyler, you know, looking for that opportunity for a career, and the civil service exam came up here in Tyler, and I took it. You know, and I came in December of 93 and had a chance to attend the academy and just start my career here. I've enjoyed it. You know, I've had the opportunity to be a patrol officer here, to work in different assignments, be an investigator, whether at the mall substation when we were there, at the CAC, but also to start that promotional opportunity as a sergeant, a lieutenant. And, you know, I was blessed to have a lot of support inside the city, and also with the former Chief Gary Swindle, who was here, who gave me the opportunity to work in a lot of assignments, whether it's admin, the Lean Six Sigma stuff, the performance excellence, as we continue trying to move forward in the city, and then have this chance under Martin Hines, Mayor Martin Hines, and City Manager Ed Broussard to give me this opportunity to be the chief, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Now, Jimmy, you and I have talked a lot about your background, because you and I promoted up kind of at the same time, and we had to do this leadership program, and where you create this plan for your department, and Jimmy comes in with this like amazing leg behind. It's like this big, and for our audience who can't see that big, and here's my dinky little folder with like my pages. Yeah.
To give you the visual, Julie made the motion of a Webster's hardbound dictionary here, you know, and Julie had a folder.
But one of the stories you told me before, because on the job, you met your wife on the job, right?
I met my wife while I was working here. You know, actually, you know, when I didn't know it at the time, but when I first met Tanya, she was the manager of a local, regional manager of a local rent-to-own place, and they had a burglary. And I'd gone in, and I worked that burglary night as a midnight shift officer, and it wasn't until years later that I realized that she was the representative that responded that night, and then we met again a few years after that and have been married for 26 years now.
So would you say thank you to that burglar today?
I will. He did me a favor. At least he gave me an icebreaker there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Hey, remember me? I was that officer. But what I think is really interesting about your story, Chief, is that you came on and basically started out in what would be considered, I guess, the entry level of the police department as a patrol officer, and you've been with the city now nearly 30 years and worked your way up to the position of Chief of Police, and that's an interesting testament, I think, to the city of Tyler that not just you, but so many others have done that across the board. Talk to me kind of about the culture of working for the city of Tyler in a city that does that.
You know, I was blessed to have a lot of opportunity, a lot of support inside the organization, not only with Chief Swindle, but also the former councils and city manager, but also that's the philosophy we have here in the city of Tyler. You see it with the deputy city manager, Stephanie Franklin. You see it even with Julie, with her story, as she came up as a communications worker, but now she's the communications director for the city of Tyler. That seems to be a philosophy that we use as we keep that call to serve spirit. Since we understand it, we know it, and we use it, we're able to just keep moving forward with it.
When we come back, we're going to get into some of the new things that are on the horizon with the Tyler Police Department. For example, how many officers are being added this year thanks to a new academy class. Also, that new cool CSI building that is now between City Hall and the Ferguson Police Station, and some incentive pay for more experienced officers. All of that great things on the horizon for Tyler Police Department. We'll talk about those with our guest, Chief Jimmy Toler, when we come back.
Whether it's for business, a family getaway, exploring aviation history, or learning to fly, we offer endless possibilities. Take flight at Tyler Pounds Regional Airport. Visit flytyr.com to learn more.
Skip the line and avoid late fees. Tyler Water Utilities offers several convenient ways to pay your utility bill. Leave a check or money order in one of our two Dropbox locations at the Water Business Office, 511 West Locust Street, or the Rice Road Brookshire's Grocery Store parking lot. Visit cityoftyler.org for our pay online options, or go to Tyler Water Utilities webpage where you can sign up for AutoDraft and see our list of authorized payment locations.
And we're back in downtown Tyler with Roses and Weeds. I'm here with Bob Malden and Police Chief Jimmy Toller. And we're learning all things PD today, but we're really focused on some of the new initiatives. And one of the big things is the CSI Crime Lab, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, where are we at with this building? And can I put speakers on the top and play the CSI theme song?
It would
when
be nice.
We open? I think that'll really place
I bet we can take care of that for you. You know, it is right next to the main facility or the police department there at 711 West Ferguson. You know, over the years, we've seen this property, and it came available a couple of years ago for sale, and we were able to acquire it with the hope and the desire to move the crime scene unit over there so they would have more space. We could add newer technology and equipment. And it had some nice features and things we wanted to do. The large cover allowed us to put things underneath it to protect them because we make large investments into equipment. But the facility itself allowed us to move those four investigators over, including their supervisor, to almost triple the size of the lab space they had before as we started putting new equipment in there. But it also had a garage on the backside that we could put things into so we can process vehicles in a secure environment. You know, it's like all technology, the computers you use and everything else, they get better and better. You know, we've added new drying chambers, new triple chamber, super glue chambers to pull fingerprints off of. We can now do a better job of pulling fingerprints off of documents. We've added new dusting or fingerprint areas to keep the environment clean. But even one of the things I want to brag on is our individuals in crime scene developed a system on the roof that allows them to move cameras around so we can photograph large pieces of evidence on tables. But that's the stuff they had the ability to do in there and get their stuff coordinated.
That's awesome. And, you know, just being able to have all that storage for when you're processing vehicles.
Absolutely.
And doing all of that, that's really a big step forward there and a really exciting thing to be adding to the city of Tyler. Let's talk about the building and the number of officers that will be assigned to it.
You know, the supervisor over that one and the three investigators that work out of there. We also have individuals that are part-time or cross-trained in crime scene investigators that go in there that process scenes that don't require that full-time investigator. And they go in and out of there as they store their equipment and they use the equipment.
And I wonder when will we get to see this building opened up and celebrated? And I know that's on the horizon, right?
We are actually working out of it now, but we are going to have a grand opening very soon in reference to, you know, making the upgrades to the outside of the building, putting the new windows and stuff we had to do, getting the lighting done. The garage itself, we went through there and put lighting all around at a floor level over the top and put a lift in there to be able to lift vehicles up. So those things are there now, and I believe we're ready to show them off.
Ah, cool. Okay, so you had a presentation at council a while back and I was back in the nerve center, the control room there, listening to your presentation talking about this 3D scanner, and I thought, wow, I didn't know this technology was available. What a tool. Talk to us about this piece of equipment and what it's capable of doing.
You know, historically, we've had to measure everything and photograph everything. Like for this room, we'd had to take physical measurements. We'd take photographs of it and try to show it up. This scanner will allow us to put it in here, and it's taken millions of measurements per second. And as this thing does, it develops this room in the exact thing that you're seeing right now. It picks up the colors on the wall. It picks up the colors on the couch. And I can move it from here outside and take it to different locations and map this entire building. So as we are going to court and you want to show the jury and you want to show the crowd what we saw, it picks up blood stains on the floor. It picks up everything. When you're moving it into a kitchen, it'll pick up labels on boxes. It's so precise. And It is an amazing piece of technology.
This literally will reconstruct a crime scene.
Absolutely.
Three-dimensionally, where you can move through it basically with visual presentation and show exactly what was where, and probably saves a ton of time with all the measurements and everything you'd have to take manually. But again, kind of like what you mentioned earlier, those accountability pieces, it's very accurate and very detailed.
And it's taking it at every direction. So it's not only doing 360 that you're going to see it around as you, because as you're walking through there with the computer and you can move it around, you can take it 360 above you or 720. So you can see the roof, you can see the floor. And as you're moving it to different locations and taking these measurements, it's taking the things that were there before. And it is building an entire rendering of the location. It's an amazing piece of equipment. And you can click on the spot and it takes you down the hallway. It takes you down to the next room. So you could walk through, I could map this entire building.
Wow.
It's and it's not just something that would be used for crime scenes, but it could be for accidents. Yeah. Recreating an accident scene to kind of show where things were in an accident scene. Will it be used for that?
It will be. You know, the actual, some of the training that's going on this week as the investigators and the accident investigators and the criminal investigators are in that room right now are learning how to fully use this piece of equipment. They'll take it out to a scene, and it'll actually recreate the entire scene, location of vehicles, so you can actually walk individuals through it and capture what actually happened.
That's awesome. So all the training is ongoing now, and pretty soon we'll be seeing this thing as a part of, I guess, any investigation where that type of mapping is needed.
And we are. And as soon as we have our scans, we want to show it off and let everybody know what it is. And I do want to take a chance here, though, as we talk about that piece of equipment, that we get a huge donation from the Smith County District Attorney's Office, in addition to funding from the city and to purchase that, and we're appreciative of it.
Well, it helps them too.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
With any cases that you bring to them, I mean, obviously it's going to make the workload a lot easier.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. We have a very interesting segment coming up next, something new and exciting that's going on here in the city of Tyler. Kind of tell us what we're going to talk about next, Julie.
It looks like we're going to talk about recruiting and the academy.
Yep.
And that's very exciting. And we will get to that right after this very important commercial break.
Clean up the grime and get rid of the neighborhood crime. Tyler Code Enforcement officers work a variety of cases ranging from junked vehicles on private property, high weeds and grass, to illegal dumping and more. If you have a concern or question, contact Tyler Code Enforcement at 903-531-1312 or at cityoftyler.org.
And we're back in downtown Tyler once again. This is Julie Goodgame. I'm here with Bob Malden and Police Chief Jimmy Toler. And we're going to get into the weeds on Tyler PD's police force. Now, we have one of the best police forces in the state, if not the nation.
Yes, ma'am.
And we can say that with confidence. Jimmy, can you give us our audience an overview of where Tyler PD is at with our numbers, with our accreditations, all of that?
Yeah. You know, the Tyler Police Department is nationally accredited through the CLIA that comes in and looks at our policies and procedures, make sure we're doing things with best practices. You know, we have 202 authorized police positions in the city of Tyler, including my position. We are currently looking for 12 to 13 officers. We got one retirement coming up. But I can tell you the big part for us is that we are just now starting to experience some of the recruiting issues that other departments have. There are crises going on all over the country with individuals having a shortfall of officers. And what led up to all this is that as the cops grants were everybody hired on in the 90s, those individuals are just now coming eligible for retirement, and we're starting to see that. But with the national conversation, everything else that's going on, it's got harder and harder to find individuals that want to be in law enforcement. And we want to make sure that we put it out there that it's a rewarding career. It's a great career for opportunities and advancement and taking care of your families. But more than anything else, you get to take care of your community, and that's a big part for us. You know, the officers here, as we talk about the things we're trying to do to recruit, where we talk about the prior service credits, we talk about putting social media out there, we talk about our websites, we talk about this podcast here. We're doing everything we can to talk about the police department, to talk about the city of Tyler, and make sure that we're getting our message out there.
And so what are some of the other proactive things in terms of pay and kind of and teaching, like what are we doing to, because Tyler and you have always been very proactive in how we go out and recruit officers and retain them. So what are we doing there?
You know, first thing was we're trying to accelerate the rate in which we can put police officers on the street in Tyler, but also the community. We've always been a part and are a proud part of the TJC Training Academy. We continue to provide instructors for that. But to accelerate the process and provide more training opportunities, we went through the process last year of applying for and receiving approval for our own academy here in Tyler. We are right now running the first Tyler Police Department Academy with 16 individuals in there, three of them ours, but we also have Longview, we have Jacksonville, we have the Smith County Sheriff's Office in there, because everybody needs that training, and we provide great training there. Another initiative that we recently came through council was a prior service credit. We want to be on an even footing with everybody else in Texas. So individuals that come over with 3 years, they can 3 years experience in law enforcement, can come over as a three-year officer in the pay plan through the seniority cycle up to 7 years. So just the math of it, that leaves if you got 7 years experience, you start, instead of starting off at $60,000, you start off at $70,000 in the pay plan system. And it really allows us to do a better job recruiting, to attract officers. We're attracting officers from Portland. We've got just one from California. We want to make sure that individuals want to be here and that we reward them for their experience.
That's amazing. And Tyler, that's such, even as we do experience this national crisis and we are seeing officers in mass kind of leave cities, we are seeing them come here.
I can tell you one thing. This is, even though we're seeing, you hear the stories about individuals and leaving large cities in mass, well, Tyler's a little different. You know, we have amazing support from every aspect of the community. You know, we have friendly officers. We got good relationships. We focused on building that community outreach through our community officers to make sure that they're out there and they're doing the things that build those relationships in the neighborhoods. You know, as you saw some of the things going on in the nation, we didn't experience as much here in Tyler because of those relationships. And I think that's a big draw and why our people are coming here.
Can you talk to me kind of about the process? I mean, we talked about how we're making it easier and quicker to get officers to the street. Talk to me about the process. If we have someone out there listening that thinks, hey, this may be the career for me, how do they become a police officer if they've never served on a force before? It may just be the first time they're considering it. What do you guys look for in a police officer, and how do they go about that process?
You know, we're a civil service department. It means that we have laws that regulate hiring and everything, including our local civil service rules. If you're 21 years old and you have 30 hours of college, you can take our civil service exam. And that exam is really intended to level the hiring playing field for everybody that's interested in being a police officer. So once you take that test, it ranks you from 1 through 50 or 1 through 100, and we go down in order to do that. And, you know, you take that civil, you apply for it, you take that civil service exam, you fill out the packet. If you're number one on the list, we give you a call and we start the process. You know, there's some physical fitness standards you have to go through. There's a background investigation. And even if you're certified as an officer or not, you come into work for us, we will put you in the academy, provide you all of your equipment, everything you're going to need to go out on the street, and we're going to give you that opportunity to be out there. One of the big pushes for the prior service credit program for us to bring experienced officers in here. In addition to hiring new officers that need to go to the academy, we bring individuals that have experience, and they bring that into our department. So we're not only learn from them, but we get to teach them the Tyler way also. Each time we do that, we save about 9 to 10 months worth of training that they don't have to go through, that they're out there serving the citizens of Tyler. And that was a big part of it. And also, we didn't want individuals with that experience to have to take a step back on the pay plan. That's kind of a deterrent for people wanting to come over here.
Absolutely.
Well, you talk about the academy, and we want to focus on that for a second, just because the academy actually is a big help to the department in a lot of ways. Kind of talk to me about some of the other ways having our own academy helps the police.
You know, the biggest part of it was, you know, prior to this, we had to schedule, we had to coordinate with other agencies and other departments to make sure we had a start date. If we get to a need here, we can start an academy within weeks or months of when we need it. And that means we can also provide it to our surrounding agencies with Longview and the Smith County Sheriff's Office, Jacksonville PD, anybody else that needs officers trained, they can do it. I don't have to wait 6 months. I don't have to wait 9 months. I can do it next month. I can do it the month after that. I can overlap this academy with other academies to make sure that we're producing quality officers faster. The big part for us here in Tyler is that we have amazing instructors. We can provide 100% of the instruction in-house for those, and we can do that for the individuals that are coming to work for us. But we're also showing everybody else as a showcase of what the Tyler Police Department can do, and hopefully it becomes a recruiting option for us also.
Awesome.
Very cool. And if there is anyone out there that has been considering a career in law enforcement, let me just say that you can't work for a better chief than Jimmy Toler. And
thank
I
you,
know
ma'am.
That from 8 years now of working relationship.
Well, I've only been around six, but let me tell you something. One of the things that I've always admired about Chief Toler is that, and someone mentioned it to me earlier on when I started working for the city of Tyler, and I noticed it too as I paid attention to this, is Chief Toler goes around and goes to the offices of the people he needs to talk to and does face-to-face visits. And it's, you know, in a world where it's so easy to send a text or an email or a message on Teams or a quick phone call, that is something that's, I think it's not, I wouldn't say it's old school. I think it's just dedication to like that face-to-face contact. You have a conversation in person, and there's no chance at all for misunderstanding when you can see and talk to the person. And I just think that's an admirable thing that you do, and it's something that I've always kind of admired from afar about you and your role as a leader in the city of Tyler.
Thank you. Hey, I'm a huge fan of relationship. I think every career, every success is based on the relationships you build with the people around you. I want to see that smile on their face while we're talking. I want to see that interaction, that inflection. I'm not the biggest fan of email interactions and stuff like that. I want to have a laugh. I want to have a giggle every now and then. I think that goes a long way. Plus, I also think that when you're asking someone email, you got to realize that there's a give and take here, and that what we can do to help each other, and you don't get that on email.
Right. Very cool. Well, is there anything that we haven't mentioned that you were hoping we could talk about during this podcast?
I think we put it on there that if you're interested, then please reach out to us. Reach out to the city to make sure that you go to tylerpolice.com. We can get all the details for being a police officer. But also, if you just want to experience being a police officer, please come up. We can put you through a ride-along. We can let you sit in with investigators. We can let you do whatever you want to do to make sure that you know what you're experiencing, that you see the culture we're building in Tyler, and to realize how great it is.
That's awesome. I mean, there's a reason it's the best police department.
Absolutely.
In Texas and potentially the entire country. And I think that has a lot to do with a lot of the things that you've heard here today. And I want to thank you for taking time to come and talk to us about all the new exciting things that are happening at Tyler PD.
Hey, I appreciate the invitation. Anytime y'all want to talk about something at the PD, I'm your guy.
All righty.
There you go. And, of course, anytime you want us to talk about something specifically that you're wondering about, we'll dig deep and dive in right here on Roses and Weeds. And, Julie, how do they contact us to pitch an idea?
You can always email us at publicrelations@tylertexas.com, or you can adopt the Toler method and just come down to City Hall. We're on the second floor.
Just drop in.
You can also find us on the socials anywhere that social media is. So are we, except the TikTok. We're not on the TikTok yet. We don't do the TikTok yet, but or maybe we'll see how things pan out there. But you can find us in all of those places, and we look forward to hearing from you. And give us your ideas. What do you want to hear about? What do you want to know? We will find the people, and we will bring them on the show.
Absolutely, we'll do that. Thanks to Jimmy Toler for coming and being our guest today, and thank you for joining us for Roses and Weeds, and we'll see you next time.